Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back in for Chad Hartman. I'm Dave Schrader. This is News Talk 830 WCCO. And yes, I am watching the talk and text line. Thank you for the many kind comments, and even a couple of the nasty ones. It's always nice to know people are listening. Whether they love you or hate you, they're always out there.
They count the same as what I'm told.
That's correct. That is correct. Big news. This may be more problematic for you than it is for me.
Mm-mm. I don't like this.
McDonald's is rolling out Krispy Kreme donuts will become part of their regular pocket. So for those moments when you're feeling weak, Dave, and you really want to get back on that healthy train, McDonald's is making it harder and harder. So now when I go in for my McRib sandwich once a year, I might have to get it backed with a Krispy Kreme donut or eight.
I mean, it's there.
Right.
Yes.
I almost feel like I'm doing a disservice if I don't at least have one.
Well, you're supporting the partnership is what you're
doing. It is, right? Because maybe if, you know, intuitively I'm telling them, I'll buy your Krispy Kremes as long as you keep bringing me McRib sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that I need to write that, or do you think they just see the correlation between the two?
I think they get that. I think the folks behind the counter can just see that in your eyes.
Or is it the drool? I'm not sure which one.
That might help.
Keeps them intrigued. Yeah, Krispy Kremes. What do you think about that? McDonald's, maybe not unhealthy enough for us. Let's bring Krispy Kremes back into the fold.
Yeah, I've never been a Krispy Kreme guy that much. And maybe it's because they came and went out of this market so quickly.
Wow, it was quick.
I couldn't get addicted. But there
are
some.
What was it, 2 years?
Oh, man.
I don't think it lasted
more. It wasn't much more.
No.
I remember the wave of excitement.
Yes.
When they came.
The
lines around blocks.
And
for weeks.
Yeah.
Weeks at a time, these places were flooded. And then all of a sudden, whoosh. In the dead of night, they were gone.
Yeah, it really was, right?
Yes.
And how? Because every time I drove by one, there was some obscenely long line.
Yes.
Like Cane's Chicken,
yes.
Which I think has in part to thank their success to the pandemic.
Yes, because if only Krispy Kreme had Cane's sauce, maybe
right.
They would have done
better. Oh. Have you seen that there's companies out there, and it might have been Krispy Kremes they partnered with, where they cut the donut in half and put a burger in the middle?
I've
so
seen that done before.
Your bun is donut. Wait, you've seen that done or you have done it?
I've not done it myself. But
Dave,
I like.
Look me in the eyes.
Yes, Dave.
Have you done that?
I have not done that.
Would you like to do it, Dave?
I would give it a shot. I'm willing to try anything.
I'm sorry, Dave. I can't let you do that.
It wouldn't be my first choice for a burger.
No.
But I don't like ballparks have done that. You know, they'll have the donut burger or something like that, or a restaurant will have it. You know, limited time. Hey, come on in. Try our donut burger. I don't know if I mean, the mix of sweet and savory sounds intriguing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But that sounds almost sacrilege.
Well, I'm excited. I'm at that age now, Dave, where I'm excited by the fact that I just saw that Hawaiian bread, you know, the King's Hawaiian
yes.
rolls, they've got pretzel hamburger buns now. I was like, when did this? I didn't know I needed this till I saw them. And I'm like, oh. I need King's Hawaiian roll pretzel rolls for my burgers.
The Hawaiian roll, delicious.
Yes. Amazing.
A pretzel bun.
Yes.
One of the great iterations of any form of
yes.
pretzel. Slap them together. Mm-hmm. Why not give it a try?
Yeah. Can you listen? You can almost hear the cholesterol in my veins coming to a screeching halt.
Stop it. Yeah. Stop it.
No, my heart says let's try one more, though. Come on. Remember, I got to face God at some point in my life. What did you do, Dave? Hey, I went forth and I populated the earth. 11 children. I've done my part there.
Mm-hmm.
And I ate a Krispy Kreme burger.
And that's where God just palm on his head.
Did you bring me one?
Come on.
I don't know why my version of God just sounded like Rolf the dog there. Hey, come on up. But it's very good. It came and went so quickly in a lot of states. I wonder if this is the way they're trying to bring him back in. Has anything but Dunkin' Donuts worked in this state? Dunkin' was here when I first moved here in 88, and then it was gone by like 94, 95. Mm-hmm. Just gone. And then, I don't know, there was a bunch of little independent donut shops. And then all of a sudden you had Krispy Kreme resurgence. What was that, the 2000s?
Yeah, I'd say early 2000s probably.
I saw a couple Tim Hortons try.
Yeah.
Did they survive here?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I can think of the one that was up in Roseville. I never stopped in
there. There was one up in Apple Valley or Eagan area.
Could be.
Yeah, I don't know if they're still there. If somebody's watching or listening and paying attention and not calling me a narcissist because the host dares to speak of his own mind thoughts, text us, call us, let us know if you have still seen the Tim Hortons out there. 651-461-9226 is the number to reach us at. Another interesting problem for the world here. I've read this article about this woman that threw a birthday party. Now, do you have kids, Dave?
I have two.
Two children.
7 and 3.
Okay, so you're right in the wheelhouse of having to throw those birthday parties.
Yes.
Where you still care about your children's happiness.
Yeah, well, a little bit. By the way, it looks like Tim Hortons may have come and went. I don't see any Minnesota locations on their website right
now. Yeah. Another one that just didn't seem
you don't want to trust old Canadians with your donuts.
How
anyway.
Dare you, sir? They know maple better than anyone. I will eat my Tim Hortons. This woman was complaining that she had a birthday party for her children.
Yes.
She counted on like 11 children and left it open for two more as a possibility. Because, you know, you put out the RSVPs, not everybody RSVPs. They had it at a children's birthday place. Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess something like a Chuck E. Cheese.
Would make sense.
Right?
Just 19, a delightful place for
19 children to send.
Oh.
Show up. So that's like seven people beyond what they expected.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot more money. Now, they had already set forth with the company, we have, you know, between 11 to 13 that are going to be here. So they made the food, had all the little package gifts set up, all the cake was made for that amount of people, and 19 show up, plus I'm sure a couple of parents. So she's all up in arms about this. What do you think the rules are? What's the rules of engagement? If you don't RSVP, words is hard. If you don't RSVP, don't show up. If you can't take that time to RSVP,
should be
right. You would think so.
Yes, it absolutely should be. I mean, that's a complete party foul, I guess one might say, to use that term that's become very popular.
With the kids out there in the streets, is that what you're hearing?
Having been to a few birthday parties now with my 7-year-old, because she's just getting to the age. She's in first grade, and you know, we've had a few this year. We actually had a Chuck E. Cheese birthday party just a couple months ago.
Delightful.
No, not delightful.
Wow.
And I will say, my wife was busy that evening, so I had to bring our younger daughter with.
Sure.
But I made it very clear when we showed up, hey, you're not, you know, feeding her. You're not buying her the game pass. I've got it.
Right.
You know, the 7-year-old, go have fun, have a blast, eat everything, play everything. But I'm just going to hang out with the 3-year-old. We're going to do our thing, and we'll scoop you up at the end by the time everything's done. But they were more than gracious to say, you know what? She can have a piece of pizza. We've got a few extras. She can have, you know, one of these, which was great. But I didn't go in expecting it, you know, and I didn't RSVP saying, by the way, we're having one more. Or I didn't show up saying, hey, you got to feed this one too. And by the way, I'm going to eat like a pig.
Yeah.
You know, but it's hard enough.
Hey, right? I ordered some of those donut hamburgers up there, and I put it on your tab. Is that all right?
I think it's hard enough as, you know, as the parent of a kid when you're first starting out. And you look at the prices for these things, you know, to a place like a Chuck E. Cheese, or we did one a few months ago. We went to one of the trampoline parks, which, by the way, how are those still legal?
I don't know. The double jumping, how many people broke arms, legs, backbones on the double jumping? And how do you not double jump?
Yes. within a half an hour, there were two kids that were sidelined, at least shortly, by injuries, yeah, including the birthday girl who lost a tooth. Now, the tooth may have been loose already. However, the head to the mouth kind of sped up that process a little bit.
I was there at one of those trampoline parties. It was one of those moments. I should have caught it because it would have gone viral. As the kids double bounced, another kid came flying up over the side, uh-oh, and I happened to be there. Just captured the child in my arms. I looked around like, what did I just do? Right? Set the kid back down. The kid goes back into play. No harm, yep, no foul. Nobody even said any. Yeah. They're little lifesavers or whatever, the lifeguards. Nobody did anything. Yes. This kid launched 18 feet in the air, and I caught him in my arms.
Yes, the trampoline lifeguards armed with nothing but a wet wipe, just in case they need to wipe up a little body.
And a whistle,
fluid.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
All right, all we're right. Fine.
Yep, go on.
But,
as you were.
I mean, the cost and the effort it goes into putting on, and, you know, granted, a lot of these places, thankfully, are very helpful because they do these parties. And they are just machines at them.
Yeah.
You know, okay, you have a two-hour window. You know, first hour is going to be jumping your plate time. Second hour is going to be pizza and cake. And then you are out of there because we got to clean it up in 5 minutes and recycle this room for the next group. And they are professionals. But to be the parent that's behind that thing, man, I'm thankful our seven-year-old was born 3 days after Christmas so we can say, sorry, hon, it's just too busy.
Yeah.
We can't do parties.
Yeah. It's good to set the kids' expectations low at an early age. Sorry. We can't do this.
It's too much going on.
I think she just had – this is coming from the talk and text line. I think she just has to suck it up and be gracious, pay the bill. On the upside, she now has a list that's going to be valuable information going forward.
That's right.
That's good. We had a lot of people weighing in on the donuts. Timmy Horton's gone. Dunkin' Donuts and Oofta Donuts are making the – I think we need to have some Oofta Donuts delivered here to try them
not
out.
Not familiar with Oofta.
I'm not either, but Oofta, it sounds like it's a Minnesota donut. Oofta.
Sure does.
It's a Minnesota donut. Am I going to get sued for that?
Probably.
I'm not sure how the rights are. My dudes, kids' birthdays invitations always need follow-up confirmation by the sender these days. Nobody communicates anymore. That's true.
Does nobody communicate because –
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
I said, all you have to do is send a text. You don't even have to call anymore.
Can I? Oh.
Just have to say, hey, I'm Billy's mom. We'll be there on the 6th.
We have to take a break. When we come back, I'll talk to you about that texting thing. I am a Droid user. Are you an Apple user?
I know. I am a proud Samsung Galaxy user.
Attaboy. We can communicate. The world and the phone companies want derision. They're trying to keep us apart. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that when we return. I'm Dave Schrader in for Chad Hartman. This is News Talk 830 WCCO.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back. I love how you bring in a little upbeat music for me, Dave, trying to get my tempers back down, my blood from no longer boiling.
I don't think I'm going to be able to do it, survive this segment with that, though.
Quick update. I guess I can get away with saying it's a Minnesota donut because the Gedney Company is no longer the Minnesota pickle. They moved to Mexico.
The Mexican pickle.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Gedney.
Yeah, thanks, Gedney. So here's my... And if there's anybody out there that works for phone companies that can explain this to me, talk or text line is open at 651-461-9226. So all of my friends that have the Apple phones.
Yes.
Very rarely get my texts. And I know the jerkwad on the text line is going to say, that's because you're a narcissist and nobody likes you. Besides that point, nobody – they have hard times. The Apple and Droid interface texting does not seem to like one another. There's times I'm like – I get a message finally. They're like, dude, are you ever going to answer your texts? And I'm like, I have not gotten a text from you since January. And they're like, oh, my God. And then they'll send me a screen capture if they've sent me a dozen texts. And the same back. I'm like, I've sent you messages wondering when I was going to hear back from you. I just thought you were busy or, you know, don't like that I'm a narcissistic jerk, whichever. And, yeah, but I've been having this problem where texts aren't going through. And when I talk to other people, it seems to be this issue that Apple or Droid does not want to resolve. I'm going to guess – I'm going to lean more into Apple on this.
Naturally.
I have to place the blame.
Yes. Tim Cook.
Yeah.
Staring at you.
Yeah. I just think that that's the problem.
Which phone do you have? What's your brand?
I have the Samsung S22 3 Ultra.
I've got the Samsung whatever it is. I have no idea. Yeah. I've not had that problem, at least not that I know of.
Yeah, not that you know of.
Yes.
Start checking in with some of your Apple friends and then go, hey, by the way, I sent you a text a month ago. Did you ever get it? And see. Now, first you're going to say, well, a lot of people lie because they'll say, oh, I didn't get your text when they in fact did and they just didn't respond. But I'm finding this to be a real problem because I'll send them screen captures or they'll send me screen captures with the dates and the times they've messaged and I have not gotten them. So it gets harder when you do these RSVPs. We were talking about the birthday parties for kids. You know, you send the RSVP, call or text, let me know if you'll be there. You're just not getting the text. They may have gone out. But if people are using their Google phones or their Apple phones or their Droid phones, it may just be a communication issue.
No, it could be. Maybe, you know, Apple getting the monopoly of the market, what they're now getting in trouble for.
That's what
solve the issue.
One of them just typed in here and says that's because Apple has a monopoly and they only want other Apple tech owners to deal with them. And then the next person texts, it's a Samsung thing. So we're... We're a Biden-Trump world when it comes to even cell phone situations.
Well, it is interesting with Apple how they, you know, Android shame via the Apple phones because, you know, the texts are a different color. Yeah, like they, when they come in for from an Android device versus a fellow iPhone user, it's all a shaming practice.
I like
it's
this.
All, hey, by the way, your friend there, they're not on board.
Right. They're not on board. Pick up the phone. Call your friends. I do. People don't answer.
It's true.
Right?
It's true.
It's just nobody wants to use it. They're like, why are you calling? Just text me. I'm like, because it's a telephone.
Not anymore.
Shouldn't we just – let's just go back to beepers where you could text each other on a beeper and send it over. And they could look at their little screen and that's it.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
This whole
–
who uses a phone? And truthfully, no matter what grade phone you have, the Samsung S45000 GT Plus Ultra, it's great for pictures, great for video, great for streaming videos. Watching and playing video games.
This is Dave Schrader. I'm going to be filling in this week with Chad Hartman. Can you hear me okay?
The phone, the main part of it is the worst part of the phone.
It does feel like we have not advanced in phone technology. Clearing it up just a touch would be nice.
Here's another texter. If Samsung and Apple would just get together, we could have a Snapple phone. And everyone would be happy. I like that.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
That would work. Could we just get together on how we're going to plug our phones in? That's all I'm asking.
We were supposed to. I thought at one point there was some law that was put in that it has to be universal. And Apple played along for like a year. And then they're like, we're Apple.
Yeah,
screw
exactly.
You. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
Well, we found out what DOJ might be doing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got to be careful with this. I thought it was funny. I had was watching Star Trek Discovery the other day, and they have the hologram calls that they get. And the whole premise of Discovery, first two seasons are in like before Kirk is a captain, and they have to hide this technology that they have. So they leap to the future 980 years. And in the future, they still have crappy reception. Because every time they have these hologram calls, they keep glitching out. And I'm like, we still don't have the call portion right. This is not good.
Find a better – stop there. Stop. You sound good. Right there. Right there.
Right there. In a galaxy far, far away, a long time ago, Obi-Wan was able to send a pretty clear little message that worked just fine. I don't think that's sci-fi because nobody gets that kind of reception anywhere.
No, that's because he had the floppy disk. He stuck in the droid. I mean,
we got to go back to floppy disks and beepers. That's the future. We just have to realize that there's a place for everything. And the beta machine is coming back, man.
Mm-hmm.
People are, what is a beta machine?
Oh, my grandma had a beta.
Did she?
A lot of videos on that. She refused to give it up for many, many years. Even when she finally said, okay, VHS, you're the winner. I'll pick one up, but I'm hanging on to this beta for as long as I can.
And you know what's funny is if you find a secondhand beta machine, it could be like $150 for a used beat up beta machine that only lasted in the market for like 3 years.
Yeah.
Crazy. We're going to knock ourselves back into the Stone Age. Because again, we are one pulse bomb away from losing all of our technology. What is it? Is it in Seattle or I'm trying to remember where the cloud is set up, right? All of these clouds for all of these major networks are all in one area. That
seems like a good plan.
We could just, and then it's gone. I'm not advocating for that, or am I? You know, it might be nice to talk to my friends and neighbors again and not rely on the interwebs. I don't know. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it is an interesting part of the year, and Dustin Perry is here to talk to us about it. We'll do that when we return. Filling in for Chad Hartman, I'm Dave Schrader, and this is News Talk 830 WCCO.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We are back in for Chad Hartman. I'm Dave Schrader. Dave, do you know what time of year we are very close to?
We're close to April Fool's Day.
That is one place.
Big celebrator.
Yeah, but it's almost Halloween. Yeah.
I'm not familiar.
For those people that love Halloween and just can't get enough of it, they find ways to celebrate Halloween year-round.
Just eat candy. That's
April
fine.
Is the six-month gap between now
sure.
and Halloween. So we call it Halloween.
Okay.
Maybe I just call it Halloween. I think it's a cool little deal. Let's make that a hashtag. What do you think? Hashtag Halloween?
Done.
I like it. Joining me on the line right now is Dustin Perry. He's an expert paranormal researcher and renowned team member of television's longstanding Ghost Hunters and Ghost Hunters International TV show. And he's going to be delving deep into the question, ghosts, do you believe? It's an all-new live show breaking down the boundaries between reality and the supernatural. His national tour will visit more than 40 cities, including St. Paul at the Fitzgerald Theater, for one show only, Wednesday, April 3rd at 8 p.m., and you can get tickets available at Axios. Welcome to the show, Dustin Perry. Dustin, thank you for joining us today.
I'm happy to be here, Dave. I'll tell you, I'm getting ready for Halloween. I got half a jack-o'-lantern over here. I got a bunch of half candy bars. I'm ready to go.
I like it. It's great. You're going to be out here. You're doing this theater tour where you're going out talking about the paranormal, ghosts, do you believe? You've been at this for quite a long time. For people that are not familiar with your involvement, what got you into the paranormal and investigating claims of hauntings?
Yeah, my gateway ghost, as I like to call it, that happened when I was 9 years old, and I had seen in my childhood bedroom what we would now classify as a humanoid-shaped shadow figure. So it's like 6 feet tall, shaped like a person, but very dark gray and vaporous in its appearance. And as a kid, it terrified me. I just covered my head and said my prayers. I was like, I never want to see this thing again. But it kind of planted that seed, and I wanted to know more about it. And then started investigating when I was 15, and now it's been over 30 years. I've been, as you mentioned, I get to work with the Ghost Hunters guys, Ghost Hunters International. Been to 27 countries looking for more of this type of activity, and it's been an amazing time.
And now you've put all that knowledge and evidence and stories into this comprehensive stage show that you're going to be doing.
Yeah, I'm very excited about Ghost Do You Believe? I think it's going to be more than what people are expecting because, yes, we are going to be looking at some evidence. We're going to be listening to some sound clips. But there's an underlying story arc as well about just our experience here. You know, we are spirits going through human existence. I feel like we're not from here. We don't stay here. But I kind of feel like as we go through this life, we have a lot of natural questions and concerns, specifically about death. What happens to us after we die? And, you know, as we get older, we start losing friends and loved ones. Those questions become more prominent. And I find the paranormal and stories about ghosts and these types of activities kind of help to take the sting out of death a little bit. And I dare say even give us a little bit of hope.
John Schuster, Coldwell Banker Hotline. We have Dustin Perry on the line talking about his upcoming presentation, Ghosts, Do You Believe?, coming to the Fitzgerald Theater on April 3rd. So with everything you've seen, have you been able to discern for yourself, do ghosts actually exist, Dustin?
If I said no, I think I would have wasted about 30 years of my life, Dave. I definitely believe that they exist. I have seen enough. I've heard enough. I've had enough interaction over these years to know that the other side is very real. And it doesn't have to be scary. It doesn't have to be like some of the hokey things that you see in movies and media and such. It's a very beautiful thing to know that our energy, our spirit, our soul, however you want to look at it, classify it, does move on after this. And we do have ability to interact from time to time, which I think is an amazing thing. And I've found it personally very comforting after losing loved ones to know that they're okay, and sometimes they even check in with us.
Right. And talking about the human element of life and death and the fascination that we have with this field and understanding, or at least, you know, there's the salacious nature of it when you go to horror movies and want to see these things. But there is a real element to this story and the fact that we do survive, all of the trials and tribulations of humanity, and that it seems that something within us, consciousness, soul, and energy still exists, fascinates people worldwide.
Yeah, I think it's very reassuring to know that happens when we're done with this human experience. But I also think that it's something that we've always questioned, right? We've always wanted to know what happens after we pass away. We lose others when coming face to face to death. If you've actually seen somebody pass in front of you, and working for many years as an EMT and working in healthcare, you know, I've seen that happen. I've seen people pass away in front of me, and just last year recently losing my mom and seeing her pass away right in front of me. It's a very different thing to lose, you know, to see death firsthand, and then to lose a friend or a family member, someone that you care about. It makes you question things in a different way. And I kind of feel like the more you look into it, I think fascination is a great word for it. I feel like we are fascinated with our own death. And it doesn't mean we have to, you know, to be macabre about it or dark or anything like that. I think it's good for us to have those conversations. You know, there's a death positive movement that's out there where we try to get people to talk more about death, because we've kind of outsourced it. You know, like we used to 4 generations back, take care of the dead in the house. But now it's you call the funeral parlor, or people die at the nursing home, or they die in the hospital. Death doesn't occur at home. So we see somebody pass away, we instantly make the phone call and they're gone. And I think taking time with our dead, it helps us to understand the life process.
Right. There was that element of us having the wake within our home, right? That's why flowers became a part of it. It was to help cover the scent of the bodies that we would have on display in our home. People would come to visit. I know my wife tells a crazy story, Dustin. Her, I think it was great-grandmother passed away. They had her at home for the wake. And when they woke up in the morning, she was sitting in her favorite chair with her knitting on her lap. She had climbed out of her casket that night, climbed into her chair and started knitting, and then passed away for real.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. I mean, but that is why we did it, because we were absolutely sure people were dead at that time period. We didn't have the medical understanding, like the shallow breaths, the agonal respirations, the quiet heartbeats. And so, yeah, many a time that would happen. But I can't imagine her thought process. So waking up in the casket and be like, well, I need to get out of this.
Well, I don't want to wake anybody. I'll just start knitting again. That's everybody's Nana, right? Everybody's Nana is just willing to make that extra step. Crazy stuff. So our talk and text line going, ask this dude, what's the weirdest thing he's ever seen? So dude, what's the weirdest thing you've ever seen?
This is going to be, and I know it sounds crazy, but people always ask, you know, have you seen spirits of animals? And everybody wants to see like their cat or dog or something that passed away. I was at I was in Kentucky and at Waverly, and down there they have the old body chute where they, you know, they would put people passed away, tuberculosis and things. And I was doing a live Halloween show, and I was down in that body chute with Miss Chris Williams, who's an investigator on the program. And as we were investigating, we went down too far and they lost our video signal. So we start walking up. Chris has to stop to tie her shoe. And as I'm standing there in the body chute watching this little bit of water kind of run down, I see this black and white kind of warbly motion start coming toward Chris. And our camera operator is like, oh, look out, there's a skunk. We move over to the side. And what looks like a skunk stops, and it like kind of wobbles around a little bit, and it looks like it melts right into the ground. And I looked at Chris, I'm like, now we have to tell people we saw a ghost skunk, which is possibly one of the worst spirit animals I think you could possibly see.
How dare you? That's so racist. What's wrong with a ghost skunk?
I just, you know, they don't have the scent in the afterlife, which is good. There's no phantom scent. But still, like, I wanted to see, like, you know, like a brilliant deer or a stag or something, like, magnificent. I just get this
you get the ghost skunk.
Yeah.
another listener says, Dustin, I don't like to talk about it, but I saw the shadow people as a kid, too. I'd get chills, feel almost paralyzed by fear, then eventually lose consciousness. Did you have similar feelings in your experiences?
I was absolutely terrified. I mean, I peeked back out to just verify it was there. It was still there. Covered my head back up, and like I said, I just prayed it away, and I never saw it there again. But my parents were awake. They're at the other end of that hallway. The hallway light's on. I can't bring myself to even yell to get them to come. I was so afraid of this thing. I did. I felt paralyzed with fear at the time. And now I've been fascinated with the shadow figures, the various shadow entities that are out there, and they've become a really big part of our paranormal culture.
If you have a question or thought about this, you can hit us up on the WCCO talk and text line 651-461-9226. And that's what this listener did. My husband passed away 3 years ago. Since then, he visits by lighting up my cell phone at night periodically. It's been powered off during those times. You're right. They still make their way. The energy is still there showing us that we're not alone, Dustin.
Absolutely. And I find that to be very comforting. I actually had a cousin who passed away just about a year and a half, 2 years ago now. And my other cousin, his brother, will still get missed phone calls from his deactivated line, and it'll still randomly happen. And so that the ways that they communicate, it continues to adapt and grow with our use of technology, and they find ways to let you know that they're around.
Ghost Hunters Dustin Perry shares paranormal stories and evidence in his new stage show, Ghosts, Do You Believe?, coming to the Fitzgerald Theater in St. Paul on April 3rd. You can get tickets at Axios, AXIOS. Find out more information about that. We have to take a quick break. We'll come back with Dustin Perry. We'll do that next right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. It's 2:49. It's the Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to receive 75% off installation labor on Minnesota-made Infinity from Marvin Windows. Ghost Hunters Dustin Perry on with us right now. He has a brand new stage program coming to the Fitzgerald Theater next Wednesday, April 3rd, Ghosts, Do You Believe?, spine-tingling experiences and visits of over more than 40 cities throughout 2024. So make sure you keep up with Dustin to see him. Dustin, one of our listeners said, I discovered about 10 years ago that I pick up and feel energy in places where there is paranormal activity, old hotels and restaurants out on the East Coast. I immediately ask the business owners if there's any paranormal activity that's ever been seen, and it's always confirmed back with a yes. Recently, our family went to the Chanhassen Dinner Theater here in Minnesota. My daughter felt energy in the bar as she was passing by the entrance, of which I also felt the same energy. Sure enough, they also have ghost sightings there as well. The hauntings,
I think the hauntings are
everywhere, man.
I think it really says a lot about our spirit abilities, you know, and in investigating what we do on a lot of the shows, there's so much equipment, right? We have all these things that light up, we're filming things, we're recording things. But still, I feel like inside there's our natural spiritual element. If we're spirit trying to communicate with spirit and trying to pick up on that other energy, I don't know if we always need all the bells and whistles and gadgetry. I kind of feel like we have those natural abilities. And now some people may be able to tap into them a little bit more than others, just like any other thing. Like you practice it, you work with it. But we live in such a noisy world with so many distractions and divisions and everything else. We don't make a lot of time to work with our own spirit abilities, our own spirituality, even if we think about those things. You know, so many of us, it's just a rat race, sit in traffic, go to work, come home, try to pay bills, watch a little TV, go to bed, do it again. To work with your own spiritual abilities, I think it's something that's kind of fallen to the wayside, and I think that's really sad that that has happened. I think that our older ways may have been quieter, but I think they may have been better for us.
You bring up an interesting element about our own spirituality, and obviously if we can influencing these pieces of equipment as we see on all these paranormal TV shows that are out there, how do we know that during an investigation, Dustin, that you and your fellow team members are not the ones influencing the equipment inadvertently, your own energy and spirits that are not the dead or the ghosts that are residents of those locations, but it's your own spiritual influence on the things that you're doing.
I think that might happen more often than people are aware of or that they'd want to admit to. You know, I've done some experimentation with a friend of mine, a fellow researcher, Brian Cano, and we've done times where we'll sit and try to imprint a word onto one of the recorders. You know, we normally have these recorders and we're asking the spirits to leave us a message, say this, say that. But we'll just come up with our own word and try to focus it with our investigation groups. Have everyone think of the same word for a minute. Try to put it onto this recorder, however you can. And more than half the time, we've been able to get that to happen. Now, is that spirit intervening and helping us anyway? Or is it the collective consciousness of 30 people sitting around a recorder for a minute straight, staring at it and envisioning the words or trying to imprint the words or send the words to these devices one way or another and having it actually happen? You know, I've gone down to the Ryan Institute down off where Duke University used to have it at one point, but they're off campus now. And you walk through there and they've got all the old dice predicting machines. They've got bent spoons and all these things that they work with people to develop their psychic abilities or their spiritual abilities. And I kind of feel like there's a lot to be said about that. And I think we're more powerful than we give ourselves credit for.
And visiting, I believe the Fitzgerald Theater is haunted. So are you going to try to do any live, real-time EVP work, electronic voice phenomena, where you try to record the voices there?
I'm not going to be able to do investigation on stage when I'm there, but since I am going to be at all these wonderful locations like the Fitzgerald Theater, I'm definitely incorporating some of their own haunted history into the presentation. So every theater we go to, we will talk about the paranormal activity that happens at these venues. And if I get anything backstage before the show, I will definitely bring it forward and present it.
Fantastic. We've only got a couple minutes left together here. How many years now total? You've been about 30 years you've been doing this investigations?
Yeah, it'll be 32 this summer, Dave.
What is the biggest takeaway for you regarding the spiritual realm and why they still stay here?
You know, I kind of feel like some of them linger a little bit more than others. I think some visit more than others. I never believe, and it's my own belief, and everyone can have their own thing. We don't have to sing from the same hymnal. I never believe spirit ever to be trapped, which is a word a lot of people use. I just think that, just think about our own lives right now. Like, how many times have we gone back to our old neighborhoods, driven by our old school, the house of our old boyfriend or girlfriend, just trying to relive those moments, that recapture that energy one last time as we get older. Now imagine you've passed away, you're out of your body, and you can go wherever the heck you want. Like, of course you want to go check in on family and friends. Of course you want to go visit the place that you hang out or work or whatever it may be. And so I think there's a very natural reason for us to do these kind of things. And I don't think it's scary. I don't think haunting has to be dark and frightening for people. It can be a little off-putting. It can be surprising. But I think it's really a beautiful and loving thing.
If people are interested in seeing if their loved ones are around them, do you recommend that they try to reach out or that they, you know, investigate their own home to make communication with those spirits?
I personally think there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, everyone's got a cell phone, right? And all these phones have audio recording abilities. You don't even need to go buy any fancy equipment. Just put it on. Hit record and put it down, like in your loved one's favorite chair or wherever they would sit at dinner. And just try to talk to them as if they were there and see, you know, if anything comes through. And it may not happen the first time, second time, or third time, but make it a ritual. Like certain days at certain times, you know, Wednesday night at 5 o'clock, I sit here and I try to talk to Uncle John right at the table. And see if anything comes out of it. You know, a lot of times we try once, we give up. We don't know how hard it is for them to communicate. And I think we need to kind of signal that we want to do that. And I think it's a wonderful idea.
There's a lot of people also that have the belief, though, that if you're communicating with spirits, it's always something evil, just disguised in this way for us. How do you allay people's fears about that?
Yeah, there's always been a lot of that. And I think, unfortunately, very much of it comes from people that may be overzealous with their religious understandings and also the influence of media, movies and those kind of things, scary books, scary stories. You know, everyone wants to go burn their Ouija board in the backyard, that kind of thing. I really feel like, I mean, speaking just from my own experience as a Christian, I look at the Old Testament. People walked down the street and talked to angels. People communicated with the dead. There was conjuring of spirits and talking to spirits. It was not that out of the realm of the norm. But now we believe everything has to be dark. Everything has to be demonic. Everything has to be evil. And although I think there is definitely a light and a dark side to both the things in this world and the spiritual world, I think there's a very noble adjustment of things that we have the ability to talk to those that we loved and that loved us, and that we should be able to do so with fear being much less than our faith.
Ghost Hunter Dustin Perry will be live here in the Twin Cities at St. Paul at the Fitzgerald Theater next Wednesday, April 3rd. You can get tickets at Axios, that's AXIOS, access accounts. So just check out www.axs.com and look for Dustin Perry, P-A-R-I, to find more information. Dustin, I'll be at the show. I look forward to seeing you there, my friend.
Sounds great, Dave. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Fascinating stuff. What a bunch of great guests and conversations today. I want to start off by thanking Owen Evans, a young country singer who launched our program this morning or this afternoon and shared some music, live music and stories. To our friend Jeff Belanger, the author of The Call of Kilimanjaro, helping to motivate and keep you moving, always reaching towards the goals. The Deerfield Massacre is the new book out by James Swanson, and he joined us as well, so make sure you check out those books. And don't forget, go see Ghosts, Do You Believe? At the Fitzgerald Theater, April 3rd, right here in the Twin Cities. That's it for my time. Thank you very much, Dave, for producing and being a part of the program with me today.
It was a pleasure. It's first time, and I'm sure we'll be together again soon.
That's the hopes. And thank you to Chad Hartman. I'm sure he'll be back again with you real soon. I'm Dave Schrader, and this is News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.